Yeah, this is your WOOC Roman correspondent Willie Terry. I'm out here in the streets on Hoosick and Burdett on this busy highway, and I'm heading down to the Hilton Hotel where there's a demonstration going on about health insurance. I see people already down there, so I'm making my way down.
And the nurses started to plead with him to stay and have the operation. He was in bad shape, but he decided not to and left with his heart 95% blocked. That is the system that we have today. I don't know what happened to him, but it was a horrifying thing to have to witness, and I'll never forget it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm at the rally right by the Hilton, and I have as my guest.
My name is Sean Petty, and I'm a pediatric emergency room nurse and a member of the New York State Nurses Association.
And Sean, what is the purpose of the rally today?
Well, we're here because as we speak here at the Hilton Garden Inn in Troy, there's a conference of health insurance industry executives, pharmaceutical company, lobbying firms, hospital executives who are planning and plotting how to both make more profits, make more money as an industry at the expense of patients' lives and patients' health. And they're also planning how to disrupt and block what we think is incredibly necessary healthcare reform, which we call Medicare for All. And that means a system that everybody is covered, everybody gets access to healthcare, and that's paid for through through people's contributions that they would be paying these executives that make their billions of dollars, but it all gets put into a pool to make sure everybody is covered and we have a better healthcare system. So we're here protesting this industry that doesn't add any value to the healthcare system. They only take away profits, and they deny people healthcare. And we want a healthcare system that works for everybody.
Now, is this the only rally going on today?
Well, actually, we're going to take a break and come back around 2:30 and pick it for another hour to continue to let them know about how we feel. And hopefully, as the conference is finishing up, as they're walking away, they can see us face to face, you know, and they can see, you know, that we're not going away. We're not going to stay in the shadows. They've largely gotten away with their greed and their life-ending decisions. Largely in the shadows, but we want to say that we're going to be visible, we're going to be here, and we're not going away.
And you're in the New York State Nurses Association?
That is correct. I'm on the board of directors of the New York State Nurses Association, and I'm a pediatric emergency room nurse in the Bronx, New York.
All right, thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
And I have as my guest some of the people that participated in the protests over at the Troy Hilton, and I have again as my guest
Jen James from Democratic Socialists of America,
Brandon Quickie from ACT UP New York, which is the AIDS Coalition to Unleash Power,
Katie LaSalle from Democratic Socialists,
Yulin Koshu with PNHP, Physicians for a National Health Program, and the Campaign for New York Health,
and Bob Lederer from Physicians for a National Health Program.
And I'm just going to ask the question, maybe anybody can answer it. What was the reason for the protest today?
So the New York Health Plan Association had their annual conference today. The theme of this conference was the intersection of healthcare and politics. So they were directly discussing how they can organize to prevent single-payer healthcare. And continue their lucrative business, making profits off of our healthcare system.
So the healthcare issue, is that a big issue that people are talking about in the country today?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we just saw the state Senate flip from Republican to Democrat, and now we have a supermajority. The people who won, a lot of them ran on a progressive platform that centered the New York Health Act, and nationally Medicare for All is being demanded from the marker of a progressive politician, and those candidates are winning.
So what is the group that y'all was protesting against? Who was that group?
It was the New York Health Plan Association, which is kind of like a consortium of, is it healthcare insurance professionals and maybe lobbyists too in New York State, who are, you know, trying to preserve the monopoly that the current system has over our healthcare system.
So what did you hope to accomplish today based on the protest?
Well, I believe that we accomplished a couple things. One, we attended part of their conference and we saw the ways that they're already starting to spread essentially lies about single-payer healthcare. And we heard their talking points and we are preparing accordingly. What we also accomplished was we showed them that we are listening, that we are going to keep fighting against them. And we know that they are afraid of that because they said that on one of the panels, they said that they were, the woman who leads the Business Council of New York State said that she was afraid of single payer as a possibility. And so we put that fear in them. And we also showed up together in solidarity in our coalition. And it was just the first step in a series of rallies and actions. So thank you.
Okay. Is this an ongoing campaign?
Yeah, actually, this is the first salvo. It's the opening salvo in a campaign to highlight for the public and to bring pressure on the for-profit health insurance industry, which has played such a destructive role in impeding access to care for people all over New York State and, of course, around the country as well. But in New York State, we're emphasizing the fact that the bill has passed the Assembly 4 years in a row, the New York Health Act, the single-payer universal health system legislation, would completely transform everyone's access to health care. Everyone would be guaranteed from cradle to grave, whether they're employed or unemployed, documented or undocumented immigrant or citizen, would all be entitled as a right to health care without any costs at the point of service. And we want to highlight that this kind of a system, which is like many of the industrial countries around the world, is something that should be just the normal course of events. And that system does not have any place for an exploitive health insurance industry that their business model is designed based on denying people access to the care they need. So today what we're doing is we're saying, you know, if you're going to have a conference to sit around and strategize about how to lie to the public of New York State and how to use your campaign contributions to legislators to try to block the kind of legislation that would bring about health care for all, then we are going to oppose you and expose you at every turn. And that's what we did today, both a picket outside with up to a total of 40 people throughout the day, and inside these four courageous people who went in and risked the possibility of arrest for simply exercising their First Amendment rights to say, stop your lies. We demand health care for all. Stop blocking legislation that is immensely popular and that is one of the reasons why the Democrats now have a majority in the state Senate, is that many of them campaigned on support for this bill, the New York Health Act.